evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Capri Coast Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, and around the New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Hope you can stay with me for the next hour. We've got the latest news coming out of Ireland. We've got all the details and all the sports that were played there over the last week. And we've got some fantastic music. And up first tonight, we've got the man from Athlone and the County Westmeath. Over 50 years on the road, Brendan Shine. And he's singing Where the Three Counties Meet.
Lovely to be on the shores of Loch Ree on a beautiful midsummer's morning, looking over the lake as the waters do break by the hills in the county Roscommon. I left from my home in the town of Athlone on my way to the Three Jolly Pigeons. It was near Glasson town. On the road I sat down, I looked over the beautiful Shannon. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten. Sad was the day when I went far away to work amongst timber and concrete. I must name me a man or to follow life's span. I forsook the dear place of my homeland. If God grants me grace, I'll return to the place when the sunset of life has come o'er me. Once again on these shores, like a bird my heart soars as I gazed on the beauty around me. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten.
Yes, indeed, where the three counties meet. And thankfully, the sun is shining where the three counties and the 32 counties meet in Ireland at the moment. And a great spell of weather has finally arrived after some long winter and certainly some miserable weather for the earlier part of May. So that was Brendan Shine there singing all about that beautiful part of the Midlands of Ireland, Loch Ree, where the three counties meet. Well, what's happening in Ireland since we were on air last? Well, the big news, of course, well, there's a few big items, but on Friday next, the Irish population, everybody that's over 18, have the opportunity to vote in the referendum. It's called the abortion referendum. It's to change article in the constitution that gives equal rights to the mum, mother and baby. Huge debate has been going on over the last few months, and pretty much all the political leaders are in unison that they think it's time for a change and to stop the thousands of young women that travel to England every year to have terminations, both for what is known as healthy children and people that have children that have abnormalities. So the debate has been going on, and it looks like that the yes side, which is to change the constitution, is going to win. Of course, after the referendum, then the government has to go through, the law has to go through various stages to the government. It's not sure that the government would still change it, but if the will of the people say it has to be changed, it will be changed. And it looks like that abortion will be available for up to 12 weeks in every case, and with later terminations available if there's fetal abnormalities. So it's not really a political thing like you have in a general election where parties are debating against each other. You have members within different parties actually opposed to their leader's stance. But I'm sure all the political parties will be happy when this referendum is over on Friday. And then, you know, the politicians can decide then what will happen going forward. That's the big issue that's dominating the news. But sadly, dominating the news in Ireland over the last 2 weeks has been two terrible murders. One last Monday week in Leixlip in County Kildare, where a 14-year-old girl, originally from Russia, adopted by a loving family in West Dublin, was murdered, and police are close to making an arrest. And the sad thing is that one of the suspects is a 13-year-old young male from the same region. So that rocked the country last week. But on Sunday night, Monday morning, another story developed. And this was an unbelievable tragedy where a young Filipino student, Justine Valdez, who had moved to Ireland 3 years ago, living in the beautiful leafy suburb of Inniskerry in South County Dublin on the Wicklow border. She was abducted on Saturday night, and police have now confirmed today that she was murdered within an hour of her abduction. And on Sunday night, Mark Hennessy, who lived in Bray, a married man of two young children, he was basically cornered in an industrial estate, and he tried to attack the arresting police officers, and one of them who had a gun shot him, and he was killed. So there's more and more stuff coming out about the last few hours of this young woman's life, but the whole Filipino community in Ireland are absolutely devastated. So it's a huge blow to the community, and a huge blow to a beautiful, peaceful part of Ireland. But let's hope this next piece of music cheers everybody up. Here we've got Alton, and they're singing a song here called Pretty Peg and the New Ships A-Sailing. Yes, Altan there, and Pretty Peg and New Ships are Sailing, and they were on the Late Late Show last week with Ryan Tuberty. If you want to watch the Late Late Show this week, it's the last one, then it goes into a recess for the summer, so it's always a good show to end off the year. And it's on, you can get it on the RTE player. Well, a huge few weeks in sports since I was on air last, and the big game last Sunday week in the west of Ireland, Galway went down to Castlebar to take on Mayo. And Mayo defeated All-Ireland finalists last year by Dublin by a point in a replay. Defeated by Galway by 2 points. Galway coming through, and Galway now face... they're facing, what do you call it, London, Sligo, in a semi-final on the 3rd of June. And Roscommon will take on Leitrim in the other semi-final. Poor old Mayo, they have to go into the back door. And if they're to get to the All-Ireland final this year, they're going to have to play 8 games. In Ulster last weekend, Fermanagh beat Armagh. Armagh very, very poor. So Fermanagh now take on Monaghan, who beat Tyrone, the Ulster champions. Tyrone very disappointing. And Monaghan, I heard Micheál Amuraheartaigh on RT Radio last night. He said this is probably the best Monaghan team ever he's seen, and he thinks there could be an All-Ireland in final in them. He thinks they're probably second best to Dublin. Down in Antrim, they play this weekend. And Donegal, they overcame Cavan, so Donegal are playing Derry in what do you call it, on the 10th of June. Right, that was up in Ulster. Over in Leinster, a lot of games have been played. You had a preliminary round a few weeks ago. Leash beat Wexford, Carlow beat Louth, and Wicklow beat Offaly. There was total uproar in the Offaly camp after that. The manager coach originally from Kerry, he's resigned, and a lot of players have said they wouldn't play under him again, are now coming back into the fold. But Wicklow have a huge game coming up this weekend. They're taking on Dublin, that game being played in Port Leash, of course, Dublin All-Ireland champions. Also this weekend, Longford take on Meath, and Kildare will take on Carlow, and Westmeath will take on Leash. So lots of games there. And finally, down in Munster last weekend on the football, Clare, they beat Limerick, and Tipperary beat Waterford. So you've got Kerry against Clare, one semi-final, and you've got Cork against Tipperary in the other semi-final. But of course, the hurling is well underway, and this new format they have in round-robin games. You had the first round a few weeks ago. Offaly took on Galway. Galway victors there. Dublin unlucky to lose to Kilkenny in the last minute, so Kilkenny won there. Then last weekend, Kilkenny overcame Offaly, and Wexford just overcame Dublin. So Dublin could have won their 2 games, but have lost. This weekend, Offaly take on Wexford. Kilkenny travelled to Pearse Stadium in Galway to take on Galway. 2 big games coming up there. And in Munster last weekend, Cork were too good for Clare, played in the newly revamped Corky Cave. And Limerick, last won an All-Ireland final in 1973, they beat Tipperary. And this weekend, you've got Tipperary are playing Cork and Clare are playing Waterford. And the Tipperary manager after that game decided he didn't want to speak to the media. He didn't want to speak to any media over the next 4 weeks because he felt, you know, the stress they've been put under playing these games one after another is causing a lot of stress to the players. It's a new format. Of course, the GA hope it'll bring more crowds to the grounds and more viewers to the TV. But again, we got to remember that Gaelic footballers in Ireland, they do it for the love of the game rather than making any money. All right, well, we're about to start winter here, though it's a wintry kind of a day today. But here's Liam O'Flynn and a beautiful piece of music called Winter's End. Yes, well, hopefully winter won't be too severe here, and thankfully the summer has arrived over there in Ireland. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And before that last piece of music, we gave you all the rundown on all the Gaelic games that were played over the last 2 weeks. And of course, you can watch all the Gaelic games from the comfort of your home or on your iPhone or iPad on gaago.ie. gaago.ie. We had a chat to the marketing manager of GAAGO a few weeks ago, and he told you about all the different things you can do. So if you're interested in watching your own county play or watching the whole series, you can log on to their website there and get a full rundown on all their games when they're coming up. And you can book one game, or if you want a Munster final or a Connacht final or an Ireland final or the whole package, it's all there. Well, as the days get warmer, you know, it mustn't be too far away for exams. And of course, students are in the final weeks now before the Leaving Cert starts on the week after next, on the first week of June. All the tertiary students, they're finishing all their exams this week, so many of them will be travelling abroad to work in the US and England and further afield over the summer months. And the big issue, as always, when people are offered places at universities, especially in Dublin, is the lack of accommodation. There's just a huge, huge shortage of good accommodation in Dublin. I was listening to one of the vice-chancellors of Dublin City University yesterday. He was on the radio talking about, you know, the education and third-level education in Ireland, and he was just saying that they're doing their best. They're trying to acquire new apartments and properties so that students can have affordable accommodation. Like New Zealand, there's still a huge issue over the number of new houses being built, not new houses, but affordable houses. And the government have said that they're going to look at compulsory acquisition of land, especially in the surrounding the big cities where housing developments can take place. Good news for Michael O'Leary and Ryanair after a terrible couple of months at the back end of last year over schedule issues. He's ended up announcing record profits for Ryanair, and he thinks that the year ahead, despite the increase in price and fuel, will be a good year for Ryanair. And of course, Ryanair is one of the biggest airlines in the world, and he sees that one or two airlines may not last before the end of the summer season due to the fluctuations in fuel and other costs. Right, we'll take another bit of music. In fact, we'll have two bits of music here. Let's have back-to-back here. We'll have Clonard and Both Sides Now, and we'll follow that with the Donegal set by the Chieftains.
Fears and tears.
Yes, Donegal set there, and before that, both sides now by Clonard and Paul Young. And of course, the Donegal set by the Chieftains. And of course, it's a great time of the year if you're heading to Ireland over the next few months. There's concerts in many parts of the country, and especially traditional Irish music concerts. And in Dublin, of course, last week the Rolling Stones were there. You had Ed Sheeran, he played to packed out audiences in Dublin, Cork, Galway, and Belfast. And of course, 400,000 people went to see him over his time in Ireland. And the Chieftains played to packed out house in Croke Park last week. And they're all in their early 70s and still going strong. But of course, the days are getting long. We're hard to believe we're just over a month away to the shortest day of the year here in New Zealand, or less than a month away, and the longest day in Ireland. So if you're travelling over the next few weeks, it's a great time to be going over there. And there's some good deals to be got with all the various airlines now that's flying directly into Ireland. Of course, Cathay Pacific have launched their new direct flight, one stop from here to Ireland, via Hong Kong to Dublin, that service starting in June. And of course, there's already one stops to Ireland via Qatar and Emirates Airline as well, and many other connections in between. The other story that got a lot of news in Ireland last weekend, sad to go back to it again, but it relates to another murder. This was the murder of a Limerick man who lived, Jason Corbett. He was from Limerick, he had two young children, his wife died, he advertised internationally for an au pair, and he ended up with an Irish woman, or an American woman, coming to Ireland to au pair his children. Her name was Molly Martins. And within a short time, they started a relationship. And within a short time, they planned to get married, which they did. And they went and lived in North Carolina in America. And in about 3 years ago, he was brutally murdered by his wife and her father. She said he had tried to attack her, but they were tried and found guilty and are serving between 20 and 25 years in jail. But Jason's sister and his family, along with a well-known writer from Ireland, have written a book about the whole story, and the book has been getting a lot of publicity in the Irish newspapers over the last week, and they tell their side of the story, and it's certainly not a pretty story when you read and see what's happened. But the good news was that the family in Ireland and Limerick were able to get in custody of the two children despite big efforts before he was murdered by Molly Martins to adopt the two children. He was sure that wasn't going to happen, and after a bit of a legal fight, they were lucky to be able to bring their children back to Ireland. Okay, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And up next, we'll have Desi O'Halloran here singing the song Patsy Fagan.
Here in Glasgow, I've got a decent job, carrying bricks and mortar, and my pay is 15 bob. Rise up in the morning, I get up with a laugh. When I'm going down the street, can hear the girls ring out. Oh, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Oh, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. He's invited my room, but no one get him, give him, give him, he's an Irish pie. The day that I left Ireland, it's many years ago, left my home and Antrim where the bacon patties grow. Since I left old Ireland, it's always been my plan. Let the people know that I'm a decent Irish man. No, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. No, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. He's a boy from Ireland that no one can deny. Hear him, hear him, devil may care him. Irish pie. anyone among you would like to marry me, take you to her little home across the Irish Sea. Dress her up in satin and I please her all I can. Let the people know that I'm a decent Irishman. No, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. No, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. Decent boy from Ireland that no one can deny. Care him, scare him, devil may care him, decent Irish boy.
Fagan there, and if you've tuned in late, you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out, Access Radio Wellington on Saturday night, Kapiti Coast Radio Saturday night, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night, and greetings to people listening around New Zealand and indeed other parts of the world on planetaudio.org.nz. And the programme, as it has been for many years now, is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you're enjoying the programme and the update on the news from Ireland. Just to recap on the big stories making the news in Ireland, sadly, what's been dominating the news in Ireland over the last week has been the murders of two young women, one in Leixlip and one in Inniskerry. And the other big story at the moment that's getting a lot of headlines is the forthcoming referendum, which is taking place on Friday. And many people are travelling back from overseas that are eligible to vote in the referendum. And the referendum is to change the Constitution, Article 8 in the Constitution, so that it currently stands that there's equal rights to the unborn and the mother. And with the change that's to go place, it would obviously remove the rights of the unborn, which is a huge issue for an awful lot of people in Ireland. And yet the canvassing will still go on till Friday, but all the opinion polls are indicating that it will, referendum will be voted in, and that the government, it'll be up to the government then and the politicians and the legislators to make the changes. They have given a wording of what's likely to happen, but it could take quite a number of years for that to go through. After that comes out of the way, of course, the other big issue is dealing with Brexit. And the government have made it very clear, and the European Union to Britain, that they don't want a hard border between the North and South. I heard Nigel Lawson, former Chancellor, on the radio the other day, and I'll tell you what, he got under the skin of an awful lot of people, because he basically said, just get on with it. He said he thinks the European Union is a huge, big bureaucratic organisation, and he thinks England should have pulled out long ago, and Ireland should have done the same thing. But, of course, the Irish government is worried that if there is a hard border, and there's customs points and everything like they used to be there for many years, that it could resurrect the old violent side of the nationalist and unionist community. And this is the big issue that they don't want to happen. So there's obviously lots of negotiation going on behind the scenes at the moment, so that we don't end up with a hard border. A man that lives north of the border, a bit in the northwest, is Daniel O'Donnell, currently touring the UK at the moment. And here he is singing My Donegal Shore.
Oh, I know it's not right reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of as another man's love, far, far away on a Donegal shore. But why should I care, or she's happy or there? She may have children, she may be wealthy or poor, but I can't help my dreams of what might have been if I stayed at home on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gidore. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop could be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal shore. Now there's no one to blame, but before she took his name, when she told me she loved him, it hurt to the core. But I could never descend to be only her friend, so I left her there on my Donegal shore.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell, and of course, hopefully he'll be back touring New Zealand again before too long. Well, we haven't got too long to go here, but of course, as we experienced in New Zealand, the royal wedding got a lot of publicity down here last weekend, but it also got a lot of publicity in Ireland, and RTE broadcast the wedding, the first time it broadcast any royal wedding, and it seems to have gone down very well there, and all the Irish papers give huge publicity to it, and it looks like that before they start their honeymoon in July, the new couples will spend a night in Dublin about the middle of July. Of course, they've got lots of royal engagements to do, and there's talks that they'll come down here later on. But it was nice. There was a number of Irish people invited, mainly all from Northern Ireland, and a number from the south, friends of Meghan and Harry, and the people from Northern Ireland were invited because of their work with charities that Harry is involved with. And it was unbelievable. One of them, they all got gift baskets or gift bags, and one of them put a gift bag up on Trade Me or eBay the night they came back, and it was the price of it was about up to £30,000 before they withdrew it. They had meant to say that all the profits was going to go to a charity, but obviously they hadn't put that in, so they withdrew it. I'm not sure whether it was sold for that amount of money afterwards, but it was good, lovely. I watched a bit of it myself, I have to say, and looked like that you know, that preaching man was very good, and I've known that with the over the last few years, the Queen has come to Ireland. President Michael D. Higgins has gone to England, and other presidents have gone there as well. And the relationship between the countries is good. Obviously, the issues have to be sorted out over Brexit in the coming months, but hopefully once that's all sorted out, we can continue go on and have a good relationship with our next and near neighbours. Right, this time we'll have a bit of Cayley music here. Crowley set from Crossroads Cayley.
Thank you.
Right, well, we're coming to the end of another show. Hard to believe. I'm looking at the calendar here. One more week to go before the end of May. You look around and wonder how quickly the time is going. Of course, tomorrow, the Irish, rugby coach, Joe Schmidt, he's going to announce the team that's going to tour Australia in June. Three tests against Australia. And Ireland having a great year this year, winning the Grand Slam, and obviously a great year for Leinster. They've won the European Champions Cup, and they beat Munster last weekend in the semi-final of the Pro 14 competition. So they're playing Scarlets, is it? They're playing a Welsh team this weekend, coached by Wayne Pivac, and that game has been played in Dublin. So, of course, all the players that will be selected for the big trip down under. Last time Ireland have beaten Australia in a series was 1979. They went down there with International Rugby Player of the Year, Tony Ward, and within a week of the tour starting, he was dropped and didn't get a chance to play, and he was replaced by a man called Ollie Campbell, and Ollie kicked Ireland to victory in a two-test to one series. So at this time, Ireland are playing three tests, 9th of June in Brisbane, a week later in Melbourne, and the third test in Sydney. So with the way Australian rugby is going at the moment, you would expect that Ireland could create history. And of course, then they'll have a bit of a break, and the big series starts, autumn series in November, which includes the match against the All Blacks in mid-November. And of course, after Six Nations next year, it's into World Cup in Japan, which will be starting in September 2019. So everything looking well on the rugby front. Ulster survived the end of season lack of form. Of course, all the trials and tribulations they had over the rape crisis with a number of their players earlier this year. It was a bad year for them, but they managed to win their last game on Sunday and thus stay in the European Cup for next season. And I say John O'Gibbs, who was coaching the team since this year, he basically turned down the chance to stay there. He was coming back to coach the Waikato in the Mitre 10 Cup, but there's talks that he might be going to La Rochelle or another French team. So interesting to see how he'll go. And Ulster have appointed their new coach, who's a former assistant coach of Connacht, currently assistant coach in Scotland. So there, yes, we have all the sports wrapped up. Just to remind you once again, if you want to watch any Gaelic football games, you can listen to them all on RTE Radio. It's free of charge, but if you want to watch them on their app or on your computer or iPad, log on to gaago.ie. So hopefully wherever you listen tonight, you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and I look forward to being back here again with you next week. And this time, we'll leave you with the Corrs and Spansel Hill. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.
Gone by. My mind's been bent on red. might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. I met the teller quickly, he's bold as ever still. Sure, he used to mend my breeches when I lived at Spencer Hill. I paid flying visit to my first and
done.